State regulators have given preliminary approval to a deal pertaining to the closed We Energy coal-fired power plant in Pleasant Prairie. That action could drive down a proposed utility rate hike. But the Public Service Commission says yesterday's ruling doesn't lock in how the state will handle additional coal plant shutdowns that are expected in coming decades. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
The Pleasant Prairie Power Plant was one of Wisconsin's largest when We Energies shut it down 18 months ago because of high operating costs. In a rate case filed this year, the company sought to recoup some of its investment in the plant by charging ratepayers more money. In August, We Energies and groups representing consumers and industries reached an agreement to lower the proposed rate increase and allow We Energies to refinance $100 million of its investment. The company can also keep earning a profit on part of its previous spending on the plant. At yesterday's PSC meeting, Commissioner Ellen Nowak praised the deal.
It works here, and I'm glad to see that they reached an agreement. It works well here, and you know, there will be some savings to ratepayers as a result of securitizing $100 million of that remaining book balance.
The commission did not go along with a push by environmental groups to make We Energies close some or all of its huge coal-fired power plant in Oak Creek. But with Wisconsin utilities promising to reduce their carbon emissions in the coming decades, additional power plant shutdowns are expected somewhere at some point. That could leave more utilities with what the industry calls stranded assets or investments no longer producing a return. PSC Commissioner Mike Hipsch says the Pleasant Prairie agreement should not be viewed as a template for other cases.
It will not necessarily work everywhere. And as we see more and more stranded assets, or at least the push toward more stranded assets in the future, we're going to have to be very cognizant of just exactly how that is going to be resolved.
We Energy says yesterday's decision allows the company to continue on the path to a cleaner energy future that is safe, reliable, and affordable. The Citizens Utility Board calls the PSC ruling a compelling win for customers. Cub says along with some expected adjustments in utility fuel costs, We Energy's rate increase next year may only be a half of 1%. But a PSC spokesperson cautions a final figure won't be set until the commission decides other parts of the rate case, probably later this month. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.